The board of the region's transportation authority met in a teleconference today. The Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority approved a joint participation agreement with the Florida Department of Transportation, or DOT, which allows TBARTA's remaining funds to be spent. Bob Clifford is TBARTA's executive director.
It is our contract with the DOT for the use and expenditure of the $2 million that the legislature had provided us. Our contract, they go on the DOT's fiscal years. So our first contract had expired in June, and we needed we've been covered over this period, but we needed to enact a new contract.
The board passed the resolution to sign the contract, which will make TBARTA's funding available from the Florida DOT on a reimbursement basis, according to Clifford.
To date, we've expended out of that $2,300,000, so the contract is for the remainder of that amount. It's $1.687 million. So that's what we need to do is the department requires us via resolution to accept the contract.
Following the board meeting, the TBARTA Board Executive Committee convened a strategy session to plan long-term priorities and actions. Clifford outlined four themes to clarify TBARTA's goals and role in the region.
First one was the issue of TBARTA being really that voice for regional transportation, you know, seizing that mantle and being that voice within the region when we talk about regional transportation that people look to and go to on that very specific issue. Next one is along those same lines is, you know, really kind of the convener, facilitator, and manager of the vision.
In addition to those two, Clifford says who will operate the region's transit systems and funding are also things TBARTA must consider for the future.
Funding from several perspectives. Funding from the issue of receiving funding ourselves, from state, federal, local. The other is funding from a partner perspective with all of the various entities within the region, because as we get beyond the issue of talking about a vision and a plan, it comes down to funding and money as we start the issue of implementing projects. And then that leads to kind of that last one, which is the issue of being an operator or implementer of facilities or systems within the region.